Bill Scott was a legislator from Martin County in the late 50s and early 60s. In those days, the legislature met every other year, and virtually everyone in the House and Senate was white, male, and a Democrat. It was a heady time for small counties such as Martin, St. Lucie, and Indian River because each of Florida's 67 counties had at least one state representative. It was also the height of the baby boom. Bill Scott and his wife, Catherine, had a growing family when he was elected to his first term.
Did you move your family up to Tallahassee each year for the session?
The first term, I had four children, and they all had measles, or chickenpox, one of the two, just before the session opened. I did not take them with me the first term. The second term I did. We had five children by then. We had a prayer breakfast. One of the guys said that they used to say that the legislature was inactive between turns, but the number of new babies that have arrived has shown that we're not as inactive as people thought we were.
The pay for legislators was nothing to write home about.
You received $100 a month, except when the legislature was in session, at which time I think we got an additional $20 a day. We might have been able to get some postage during the session, and during the session they would print our letterheads for us.
Legislators had an office in an annex behind the Capitol.
The office consisted of three or four desks located in a rather large-sized room, and maybe a chair or two to sit in, but that was it. We drew our own bills, although we had a bill drafting system. We would get the outline of it and take it down to the bill drafting department.
After the first session, Scott came home from Tallahassee on the train.
When I got to Stuart, they had a welcoming committee for me.
There at the railroad station was a cheering crowd consisting of Catherine Scott and the couple's children. They had a banner saying, "Welcome home, Daddy."
The rest of the people couldn't have cared less.
Was there any business to take care of it when the legislature wasn't in session? You didn't have a local office, legislative office, did you?
No. They wanted me, they called me up or came over to see me or got me at lunchtime or something. At that time, in the legislature, we had 120 representatives, of which three, count them, one, two, three, all from Pinellas County. But in those days, the old folks from up north, who were Republicans up north, came down and just could not do anything but register Republican. So they got three representatives, and I believe they had one senator. Everybody else was a Democrat.
Let me ask you this. Were you a pork chopper?
I sure was.
And proud of it?
And proud of it.
Even though you were really South Florida, but you were from a rural county.
Rural county in South Florida. That's right.
There might be some people out there who don't know what the pork chop gang was.
They probably would call that a caucus. Because of our numbers, we could pretty well run the legislature. There was no national thing that came down to us from a bunch of, excuse the term, Yankees.
Do you know where the term came from, pork chop gang?
Pork choppers came from where they eat pork. Pork is a so-called a He-Man dish. Lamb is something, the poor little lamb wagged their tails, little lambs who lost their way.
In other words, the South Florida urban people were known as the lamb chop.
Well, not only South Florida, because you had Tampa and you had Jacksonville, and you had some leanings toward it out in Pensacola.
So you were a pork chopper from Martin County.
Yes, ma'am. My people, except for the Jupiter Island area, were farming folks, really.
Bill and Catherine Scott live in Stewart. A footnote here. When the legislature was reapportioned in the mid-1960s, the pork chop gang of rural lawmakers faded away. For 88.9 FM, I'm Janie Gould.